Hello, my name is Eric Young. I am a counselor and stress reduction specialist, and I welcome you to this breathing meditation practice. Breathing is important. Let's face it, if you're not breathing, something is probably wrong. Despite the fact that everyone breathes, very few of us do so optimally. Now, for thousands of years, yogis, martial artists, strongmen, and others have recognized the importance of proper breathing for health, well-being, power generation, and stress reduction. By following the exercises in this tutorial, you will be able to master some simple exercises that will help to reduce and inoculate yourself against the negative effects of stress while elevating your mood and improving your health. Daily practice of these exercises for as little as 5 minutes a day can have a profound effect on your health and well-being. When you do these exercises, you should feel a sense of relaxation and well-being and a release of physical tension. However, if you have a history of trauma in your past, this sort of release may seem odd or even threatening. Just notice these feelings and let them go. If they get too intense, please stop the meditation and consider seeking counseling to work on repairing the trauma. If you have any physical limitations that impact your breathing, such as asthma, then please get clearance from your physician before embarking on these exercises. Remember, safety first. Now, when we are babies, we all tend to breathe properly. However, as we grow into adulthood, for whatever reason, we begin to restrict our breathing to chest-only breathing, where we only use the upper part of our lungs to breathe. This limits the amount of oxygen we can get into our system and creates a tightness to our breathing that can signal to our brains that we are under stress, even when we are not. So, from this point on, we're going to be doing the exercises. If you wish to only do the exercises, I consider looping the file from this point on. First things first, get comfortable. Lie down or sit in a comfortable chair. Later on, when you are better acquainted with these exercises, you can do them standing or even as part of a walking meditation. Proper relaxation breathing requires taking deep, slow breaths into our lungs, all the way down to our belly. This is called diaphragmatic breathing. Now to do this, imagine you have a balloon in your stomach right behind your belly button. Now, put one hand on your stomach and another hand on your chest. Inhale deeply through your nose and move the air down towards your stomach. I want you to fill that balloon up. If you do this properly, only the hand on your stomach should move. In a minute, we're going to take 5 deep breaths. Do not breathe into your chest. Just try to move that hand on your stomach. Ready? Go. How did you do? It can be tricky sometimes to get this, especially if you're used to breathing the other way. If you find you're struggling, pause the sound file and just continue practicing this diaphragmatic breathing. Take as much time as you need for as many sessions as you need to get yourself to where you can inhale into your belly without making your chest rise and fall. And don't worry, if you don't get this right away, it's okay. This is not a race, and you are still getting the benefits of this breathing exercise even at this early stage. Now, you may notice distracting thoughts and feelings enter your awareness as you do this. No worries, this is perfectly normal. Don't hold on to these thoughts. Don't mull them over. Simply acknowledge their existence and let them go. If anything seems truly important, you can deal with it at the conclusion of your meditation. Now is the time for you to be in the moment and just focus on your breath. If you wish to add an extra dimension to this meditation, then as you breathe, imagine you are pulling in light from the world around you with each inhalation. The light should enter your body through every pore, not just your mouth. See the color of the light. Feel the warmth as it enters and suffuses your being. And then with each exhale, get rid of tension, bad feelings, and negative thoughts. Breathe in, bring the light in, and let it replace the darkness as you exhale that out. Now, for our next exercise, we're going to practice breathing in 3 stages. Inhale, hold, and exhale. For this first part, we're going to do each stage over a 3 count. So you're going to inhale on 3, hold for 3, exhale for 3. You're going to breathe in through your nose and exhale out of your mouth. I want you to try to stay as relaxed as possible and do each stage for the entire count. Try not to cut it short. So if you're ready, get comfortable, get set, let's go. Inhale, two, three, hold, two, three, exhale, two, three, inhale, two, three, hold, two, three, exhale, two, three, inhale, two, three, hold, two, three, exhale, two, three, inhale, two, three, hold, two, three, exhale, two, three, inhale, two, three, hold, two, three, exhale, two, three, inhale, two, three, hold, two, three, exhale, two, three. How did you do? Good. The next exercise, we're going to continue with the same three-stage breath, but we're going to increase the challenge and hold everything for a five count. This will help improve our focus and our breath control. Ready? Let's go. Inhale, two, three, four, five, hold, two, three, four, five, exhale, two, three, four, five, inhale, two, three, four, five, hold, two, three, four, five, exhale, two, three, four, five, inhale, two, three, four, five, hold, two, three, four, five, exhale, two, three, four, five, inhale, two, three, four, five, hold, two, three, four, five, exhale, two, three, four, five. Good. You're doing great. And the next step, for the next exercise, to further enhance our breath control, we're going to try to exhale twice as long as we inhale. So we will inhale for a count of four, hold for a count of four, then exhale for a count of eight. You're going to have to really control and manage your breath to make this happen. It's going to be a challenge, so do your best, and if you can't do it, keep practicing. This kind of control is very important. So ready? Inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Very good. Now, for the next exercise, we're going to practice a three-part breathing. This is different from three-stage breathing. So it's another way to breathe. Start with the diaphragmatic breath into your belly, continue till your belly's full, then continue the breath into your chest. I know where I said not to do it, but if you start with the diaphragmatic breath, then into the chest breath, this allows for the maximum amount of oxygen to get into your body. This three-part breath, which is belly, chest, exhale, is found in yoga practice and many forms of internal or soft martial arts. So we're not going to hold it for any kind of count. We're just going to breathe naturally, but three stages. Belly, chest, exhale. Let's practice. Ready? Belly, chest, exhale. Belly, chest, exhale. belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest, exhale. All right, how are you feeling? I hope you're more relaxed. Try to work these exercises into your daily life. Do them when faced with stressors throughout the day, in the moment, to calm yourself down and keep you cool. Better yet, put aside a few minutes each day to practice so that you can naturally do this kind of breathing whenever you want without having to consciously think about it. Personally, I like to practice right before I go to bed. I find this enhances the quality of my sleep, but really, any time you can fit this in is fine. Practicing relaxed breathing is better than not doing it at all. For more information about my stress reduction or counseling services, or to learn more about other products that I might offer, please check me out at www.ericyoungcounseling.com. E-R-I-K-Y-O-U-N-G counseling.com. Thank you very much, and have a peaceful day.